getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And once again, we find ourselves sitting in front of a couple of record players with a stack of old-time records that are just crying out to be played. Well, I can't turn the records down, so let's kill an hour and sit here and spin a few 45, shall we? That's another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show coming to you once again over whatever method of modern technology you happen to be utilizing at the moment to hear the show this week. Glad you're along with us for another one. It's been a heck of a week, I'll tell you. I'll fill you in as we go along, but let's get things rolling with Dick Piller and the Orchestra. By the way, the little polka DJ song that opens our show every week, that's Dick Piller and the Orchestra. I don't think I ever tell you that. Maybe once every 3 years or something. But anyway, here's Dick with his orchestra. This is the Lover, Oh Lover polka to get us rolling this week. Dick Piller and the Orchestra get us started this week on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us, by the way. Adele and Linda doing the singing. Adele and Linda who? I don't know, but they sing with Dick Piller's orchestra anyway. So there you go. Another week rolling right along. Wow, what a week. I don't know about you, but as I'm doing the show, I'm sitting in the midst of a winter weather advisory. Snowing up here in northern Minnesota, which is a little early for us. We already have had snow over the past week. Couple of inches. I look outside the studio window here, and it is a veritable winter wonderland. I haven't seen any snowmobiles go by yet, but it's not going to be long the way this is going. But still, we're looking at nicer weather in a few days, but not really. a little partly cloudy and 30s, but then they're talking in a few days like 10 degrees at night already. No, the normal high for October like this is like 49 or something. This is nuts. But anyway, it is kind of pretty, though. But, yeah, so I hope the weather is meeting your satisfaction and requirements wherever you happen to be this week, huh? All right, let's keep things rolling here on the Yumpa Hour. Haven't had one with Eddie Blazonczyk and the Versatones for a while. Eddie himself singing this one. It's the Poor Boy Polka.
I was just a youngster and hardly in my teens. I went to school many a day with faded old blue jeans. The patches, they were many. My seat was all threadbare. But a poor girl didn't notice and a poor boy didn't care. A poor boy don't have no money. A poor boy don't have no dough. Give a poor boy a pretty little girl and watch that poor boy go. He'll take her and get married and raise a family. With a two-buck loan, he'll build him a home and live so happily. Jak ja był młody chłopiec, ja pieniędzy nie miał. Chodziłem ja w dziurawych butach, dziewczynę szukał. Do szkoły ja chodziłem, choć ja biednym był. Bez pieniędzy i bogactwa ja wesoło żył. Biedny chłopiec wesoły, biedny chłopiec ja był. Bez pieniędzy i bogactwa ja wesoło żył. Znajdę ja dziewczynę, co będzie mnie kochać. Ożeniem się z nią i będziemy dzieci chować.
Eddie Blazonczyk and his Versatones here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Hey, glad you found a way to tune us in this week by a radio or web stream or webcast or podcast or, I don't know, people blasting it out of speakers from their attic windows. I have no idea. We actually have reports of people blasting it out of speakers in alleys where they gather to dance every week. How's that for craziness, huh? Before we get on to the Jolly Jays with our next record here, let's take a moment to talk about a World of Accordions museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop by, pay them a little visit, say hey. Or if you're not up to traveling, you know, we're kind of coming out of traveling season a little bit. But you can still check them out online. You can make plans to visit them in the future. Worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find them online. You can see some pictures of some of the displays they have in the museum. There's like 1,400 accordions, concertinas, and whatnot on display, and that is a lot of them by anybody's standards. They have the concert hall. They have the accordion repair and technician school. They have the gift shop. They have events and things they participate in, workshops and seminars and educational things they do throughout the year. Cool place. Check it out. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. If you want to punch it into your web GPS thing, they're on Belknap Street there. Find out more. Check out their website. Maybe send for some information. Drop them an email. Say, hey, we heard about you on the Yumpa Hour. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. Now, I believe it was last week. Was it last week? We played the Beatles song. I can't remember the name of the band now. And I should, because it's right here in my head. I can feel it, but I can't get it to come out. Anyway, there was a lot of polkas done that were either taking a stab at the Beatles or some way acknowledging the popularity of the Beatles back after Beatlemania hit there at about 64. The Jolly Jays among those. This is, believe it or not, the Yellow Submarine Polka. Yo, we're all living in a jolly submarine, apparently. Yeah. Is there enough room to empty all those spit valves in a submarine? I don't know. Music from the Jolly Jays, anyway. And, yeah, the Yellow Submarine Polka here at Tim Zumba Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I need to tell you that we do have a Halloween polka coming up in the show a little bit later on that I play every year. And those of you that are regulars probably know what song I'm talking about. So stand by for that coming up. Told you it was an interesting week. This morning, actually, spent a big part of the morning car shopping, which I am not, I think, a typical car shopper, because a lot of people, you know, they want to get the best deal, and they're like the negotiating experts. They're like, I can negotiate the best deal, blah, blah, blah. Normally, I just go to the dealer that I've gone to every year since we've lived in this town, which has been about 33 years now, and I know what kind of car I want because I've done online research usually, or I'm familiar with the cars. I buy the same brand all the time. See how I'm not plugging anything? It's part of my plan to not torque anybody off and just be, you know, I buy the same brand. I go to the same dealership. So my all-time favorite car that I bought back in 2010 that I have meticulously and somewhat fanatically maintained met its demise a couple of days ago when on my way to work at 4:30 in the morning, I hit a deer. Now, this makes the 10th deer I've hit in 33 years up here, because oddly enough, there's not that many of them bouncing around on the highways in the city. And just to give you the perspective, I'm driving in the left lane of a four-lane highway, 65 miles an hour, top of a hill, 4:30 in the morning, pitch dark. Deer bounces out right in front of my car from the median. And the median is a big divided highway, and it's one of those that's kind of like a ditch, and it dips way down, and it's a good, you know, lane and a half wide of dipped down grass. So when you're driving at night, there's zero chance you can see a thing in that median because your headlights don't shine sideways down into a ditch. And this deer literally popped out instantaneously in front of my car, and wham! And I had no idea he was coming. No, you know, because usually you see a deer run out and you have time to swerve or stop or put on the brakes or, you know, yell or something. And nothing. It just wham right through him instantly. And I didn't even realize what it was for a couple of seconds. And then I realized, okay, that must have been a deer. And I'm still driving down the highway. And my headlights appear to be on. And the car seems to be driving okay. It's 4:30 in the morning. And then, heck, I'll just drive on to work. I get to work, find out I can't even open my car door because the front fender's mangled, the hood is mangled, the grill is gone. In fact, the grill is smashed into where the radiator's busted, the air conditioning condenser's busted, all sorts of doodads are busted. I'm like, yeah, this is not looking good, but I still drove it into work 8 more miles because I'm a nut. And then I drove it to the body shop, and just yesterday, the insurance guy, as I suspected, was it told me, it's totaled. The damage was beyond what the vehicle was worth. Well, like I say, I've had it for 10 years, but I've meticulously maintained it, and it's been my favorite car the whole time. Perfect for road trips, comfortable, computer-controlled all-wheel drive that would take me through the worst snowstorms. I loved that car, and now I'm having severe stress because I don't know what to replace it. I can't, you know, I'd like to just find another one of the very same car. Well, that's not going to be likely. And I'm never going to find one that was as ridiculously maintained as mine was. So I've been stopping at a couple of the other dealerships, which I've never been to in 33 years. And there's a lot of choices and there's a lot of options. You buy a new car, you buy a used car, you can lease a car. I never ever considered that in my whole life. But see, I was kind of thinking it might be time to get a new car next year. And, you know, everything else is all paid off and everything. And I thought, well, next year might be the year. It'll be going on its 11th year and time to upgrade. And well, obviously now I have no trade-in, but I did get, you know, the insurance company paid me. And so I got a good start, but I can't shop because I can't get what I want. And I don't like the new ones as much. Is that a common thing? Do you not like the new cars as much as the one you had to trade in on your last new car? They're not as utilitarian, if you know what I mean. They got all this extra computer junk in. They're too much, and I'm very stressed out about it, and I don't know what to do. I actually, for 10 minutes, contemplated leasing a brand that I would usually never even own because they make me a deal. I don't even know what to do. It's too stressful. Let's move on. I told you, it's a tough week. Let's play the Ample Airs, shall we? Here's the Lollipop Polka. That is the Ample Airs. That is the Lollipop Polka. Now, if you remember from previous shows, this is the Ample Airs without a space in the name, as opposed to the Ample Airs, where on the record label it says the Ample Airs. And I have no idea if they're two separate bands or what the deal is there, because it doesn't make any sense to me. They're spelling it different. It just could be some smarty pants who types the record labels that decided to spell it a different way. I don't know. But the good news is I'm putting this record back into the right kind of sleeve. We're trying to run an organized show around here. All right, don't forget, Halloween song coming up in a little bit here on the show. I'll wait till we're past halfway through the show anyway for that. I still got to be sure I got a waltz to play later on, too. There's a lot of pressure involved in this show, I tell you. From Juneau, Wisconsin, I know because it says so right on the record, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. Here's Shotzi.
I call you Shotzi cause I love you so. Shotzi, Shotzi, my heart is with you everywhere you go. Shotzi, Shotzi, I have this feeling for you from the start. Shotzi, Shotzi, you be my Shotzi, I'll be yours. Sweetheart, Shotzi, my dear, is a lovely word. Maybe you guessed what it means, but just in case you haven't heard, it's sweetheart of all my dreams. Shotzi, Shotzi, let's tie the knot and say we'll never part. Shotzi, you be my Shotzi, I'll be your sweetheart. Shotzi, my dear, is a lovely word. Maybe you've guessed what it means, but just in case you haven't heard, it's sweetheart of all my dreams. Shotzi, Shotzi, let's tie the knot and say we'll never. Shotzi, I'll be your sweetheart.
All right, there you have it, Shotzi. Of course, normally I think of Whoopi John when I hear that one. Bernie Roberts and the orchestra here on Tim's Hoompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, you want to know what's difficult? Here's what's difficult. Yeah, they say, like, you know, like walking or like rubbing your head and patting your stomach at the same time is hard to do, or walking while you're chewing gum or whatever. Here's what's hard to do is to have Shotzi playing in your headphones and you're kind of singing along with Shotzi, Shotzi. And at the same time, you're trying to type the word shottish. You can't do it, man. Your brain turns shottish into shot-gee-shot-ish. It's like, no, it's not what I meant. And all because I've got a record by Marv's Oakdale Dutchman. Yeah, Marv Masterman, of course, who around here is famous for doing the Wind Twins Polka, along with a ton of other great records. But there was also Marv's Oakdale Dutchman. Aha! And this is the Sunset Shottish. And then I pick a record with a title as a tongue twister. What is wrong with me anyway?
Thank you.
There you go. It's Marv's Oakdale Dutchman there and the Sunset Schottische here at Dibs Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Man, I got to pick songs where the titles are easier to pronounce, I'm telling you. Like Angie's Polka, for example. The musical stars, Marion Lush singing, of course. Here we go, Angie's Polka.
Zielone laseczek, zielone rąbane, komuś mnie zostawisz, mój mieciu kochany. Komuś mnie zostawisz, mój mieciu kochany. Zostawię ja ciebie, temu co jest w niebie. Za roczek, za drugi, powrócę do ciebie. Za roczek, za drugi, powrócę do ciebie. Że ty kochasz inso i jeszcze ładniejszo. Że ty kochasz inso i jeszcze ładniejszo. Podaj mnie, bok skarał, ten co mieszka w niebie. Jeśli kocham inno, jak anielko ciebie. Jeśli kocham inno, jak anielko ciebie. Moja Andzia, innych tyś wierzyła. Kochaj mnie dziewczyno, będziesz się cieszyła. Kochaj mnie dziewczyno, będziesz się cieszyła. Będziesz się cieszyła i będziesz wesoła. Ja wrócę do ciebie, anielko kochana. Ja wrócę do ciebie, anielko kochana.
There you go, Marion Lush, right along with the musical stars there. And that's Angie's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And you may have noticed now I'm slowing down. No, I'm not. I'm trying to slow down. It's an edgy day. It's been a tough couple of days, man. I'm a little wired. Let's mellow out a little. Let's get our waltz in here. We try to do a waltz in every show. Now would be a good time for that. Are you ready? I don't think we've ever played this one before because I always play the polka that's on the other side of the record. Marshall Lukowski, this is the Orchard Lake Waltz. Dancers, if you're ready.
Thank you.
Marshall Lukowski there. That's the, what is that? That's the, God, the, what is that? There it is. Angie, that is not Angie's Polka. That is the Orchard Lake Waltz. Oh, I'm telling you, man, it has been a stressful day for me. I can't even remember what song I'm actually hearing. That is not a good sign, I'm sure. If you look that up, there's something bad about that. Anyway, I still got to find our Halloween song. The good news is I got our waltz into the show this week, so things are looking up here. Let's do Ray Budzulik and the Boys in the Band, which I wonder if they got that name from Lawrence Welk, because he'd say, "I thank you to all the boys in the band." I have no idea. Here's a good scratchy old record, though. It's Happy Frank. Here's Ray Budzulik and the Boys in the Band.
Babę znalazł sobie starą babę, nie ma zębów, nie jest ładna, a pieniędzy ma do diabła. Hej!
A ojdana znalazł Franek starą babę, hej! A ojdana szczęście, Franek szczęście, hej! A ojdana znalazł Franek starą babę, hej! A ojdana szczęście, Franek szczęście!
Franek tak się upił i z staro się tam zgubił, z pieniędzami się ukochał, do żeniaczki się smarował.
Hej! A ojdana znalazł Franek starą babę, hej! A ojdana żeń się Franek żeń się, hej! A ojdana znalazł Franek starą babę, hej! A ojdana żeń się Franek żeń się!
Ślubie Franek mówi, to nie lubię, nie jest prawda do kochania, a pieniędzy ma do diabła.
Hej! A ojdana znalazł Franek starą babę, hej! A ojdana żeń się Franek żeń się, hej! A ojdana znalazł Franek starą babę, hej! A ojdana żeń się Franek żeń się!
There you go, Ray Budzulik and the Boys in the Band there. It's Happy Frank on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Man, I don't know what happened before we got into that record. I looked up at my screen. You know, I keep track of all the songs I'm playing because sometimes I get an email from somebody and they'll say, you know, you played blah, blah, blah song. Where could I find that? And they don't know when they heard it or what show. And I can do a search in my computer and find what show that song was on and then tell them where it is and get it to them from the archive and whatnot. So I write them all down on the screen in front of me. What happened is there was no space. I didn't like start a new line. So it was telling me that the musical stars were doing the Orchard Lake Waltz. And as I glanced at it, I'm like, I know that's wrong. Man, I tell you, it is a wild week here. I'm getting our Halloween record ready to go here in just a little bit. But before that, let's do a wedding song, shall we? Here's the Brass Connection. This is the Going to a Wedding Polka.
Panowie, już się wybierajcie, a wy muzykanci wesoło zagrajcie, a wy muzykanci wesoło zagrajcie. Pamiętaj, pamiętaj, panie organista, zelecia we wianku do kościoła psysła, zelecia we wianku do kościoła psysła. Pamiętaj, panie bakalarzu, zlecimy
na cmentarzu. Przysięgałeś dzisiaj, w czasie łontarzu. Przysięgałeś dzisiaj, w czasie łontarzu.
Ah, there you go. The going to a wedding polka. That's the Brass Connection here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I promised you we're going to do a Halloween song, and by golly, we're going to do it now, because otherwise I'm going to get sidetracked and forget, and it's not going to be much good to us in another week, you know. This song has kind of become a tradition here on the Zumpa Hour. I've been playing it every Halloween week for the last couple of few years anyway. Recorded in 1959, you may remember a comedian named Eddie Lawrence. He was famous for his old philosopher bits. In fact, I think one year I may have even played one of his old philosopher comedy bits here on the show, probably on the same show where I played a song we're about to play. He's normally not a singer, doesn't normally do singing deals, but he was an actor. He was in a lot of TV shows and did cartoon voices and all sorts of stuff. And you probably remember some of the old philosopher stuff from back in the 50s and 60s. But he did a record in 1959 called the Frankensteiner Polka, which only seems like it makes sense, right? anyway, I just thought of a joke, but I don't know if I remember good enough to tell you. For 1959, let's just do this for all you Halloween fans out there. And this is Halloween week. You could actually be hearing this on Halloween, as a matter of fact, or Halloween weekend or whatever. Here's Eddie Lawrence from 1959. It is the Frankensteiner Polka.
Everybody scream. Everybody run. When Frankenstein is dancing, it's a barrel of fun. Everybody howl.
Ow.
Everybody hoot. When Frankenstein is dancing, it's good, sehr gut. Do the Frankensteiner Polka, that's the dance they do beside the River Rhine. Do the Frankensteiner Polka, but stay away from Frankenstein. Frankensteiner polka oil stuff you in a bowl of sauerkraut. It's gemütlich. Ooh, when the monster gets unhappy, that's it. Watch out! When Frankenstein is dancing, it's a barrel of fun. He's got lead in his veins and chains. He's a regular jump pile and he weighs about a ton. Look what he did to the big bass fiddle. He threw it out the window and he started to laugh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Look what he did to the grand piano. He banged one note and he broke it in half.
Crunch!
Look what he did to the concertina. He stretched it out and stretched it out and tore it right. Everybody hop. He wouldn't let them stop, but he busted up a lot of other stuff. But the night they played the Frankensteiner polka, that was the night. That was the night. That was the night we fell in love.
It's so wonderful to know I brought two nice teenagers together.
Eddie Lawrence there, the Frankensteiner Polka. Not a lot of places that you're going to hear that one, but you can count out of every Halloween here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you've been hanging around with us. By the way, and I haven't mentioned this yet this week, you can get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour. Several ways you can do that, actually. You can text or leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Yes, you can. Or you can email us, oompahour@aol.com, or look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways should work. So, hey, feel free, all right? Let's see if we can't get a few more songs in here. We got a little time left to go. Here's Eddie Zima and the orchestra, and Be Mine, Angeline. There you go, Angeline, Be Mine. It's Eddie Zima and his orchestra, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Ah, what do we got over here? Oh, yes, Elmer Scheid and his band ready to go. Here's the merry-go-round polka. Thank you. Well, there you go with Elmer Scheid and his band, the Merry-Go-Round Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. What do we have coming up here? The Sound Express on the way. And what do you think? Think we could squeak in a second Dick Pillar Orchestra record in one show? I think we could, because the record's already in my hand, so we're going to try to squeak that in here before we wrap things up, too. So stick around. That's all on the way.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, I think we're going to get a couple more, maybe even three. I don't know. It depends how much the disc jockey yaks here. Here's the Sound Express. It's the Army Polka.
Coffee's mighty fine, looks like muddy water and tastes like turpentine. They say that in the army the pay is mighty fine. They give you 100 and take back 99. They say that in the army the chicken's mighty fine. One jumped off the table and started marking time. They say that in the army the girls are mighty fine. Ask for Lizzie Taylor and they give you Frankenstein. They say that in the army the bunks are mighty fine. Bugs got to my buddies, and now he sleeps in mine. They say that in the army, the Polish food is fine. One day they made pierogi, and it killed a friend of mine. They say that in the army, the sergeants are so kind. Every time one comes around, he kicks in my behind. He says that in the army, the pants are mighty fine. Inspection made me nervous, and I'm still drying mine.
There's the Sound Express. That's the Army Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. I'm going to try to get two more records in here. I think I can do it. Here's another Dick Pillar record I was talking about. It's the No Problem Polka.
Half the town is measles, the other half is flu. The dog chews up their slippers, so what else is new? Do I lose my temper? On an average day, instead I simply smile. Then I turn around and say, hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Just smile all day long. No problem, no problem. So what else can go wrong? Hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Just smile all day long. No problem, no problem. Relax and sing along. Early in the morning I went out to get my car. Cause I'd lose a whole day's pay. Instead I simply smiled and I
sister, and the mailman bit the dog. That day I got fired, and my house and car were gone. Did I take a pistol and put it to my head? No, I simply bit my lip, then I turned around and said, hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Take it easy, give your mind a rest. When your brains are scrambled, you cannot do your best. Now just put your feet up, cause it's been a busy day. Doesn't it just feel so good to stare in space and say, hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Just smile all day long. No problem, no problem. So what else can go wrong? Hey, hey, no problem.
Apparently, it's no problem. And that is Dick Piller and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And to tell you the truth, fitting in another song would be a problem. Because Dick sang a little longer than I thought he was going to there. So I guess that's the way it goes. We're going to move on. Now we'll be back with a show that kicks off the month of November next time around. Yikes! Time is going fast. Start your Christmas shopping.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back next week to do it again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.